I am Gary Collins. There is an absolute standard of morality. You know, morality is such an important thing, and it covers the whole fabric of our life. It is that which we must understand and know, because it is that which determines whether we spend our eternal life in heaven or hell. So we must know what the standard is. We must know how to live morally. And when we do so, we will make our community better. We will make our homes better. We'll make our nation better. And certainly we'll be better and more faithful members of the Lord's church. In Colossians, the third chapter, Paul said to those Colossian brethren who had already come into Christ, "Since you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things that are above, not on things of the earth, for you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all of these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and ye have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him." This reads verses 1 through 17 of Colossians 3, and certainly important verses they are for us all, because they give us the simple outline of that which Christians must live in order to go to heaven at last. So as we discuss this absolute standard of authority, that is, the authority of Jesus Christ, who said in Matthew 28:18, "Now all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world." We do not suppose that there has ever been a subject in which it appears more people are ever learning and never seemingly able to come to a knowledge of the truth than the subject of morality. Indeed, our nation was at one time known as a Christian nation, wasn't it, due to the high moral standards that it upheld. But today, it seems that morality is almost a forgotten word in our world, and most of the time intentionally forgotten, it seems. You know, our young people are very confused. Either parents are not teaching morality to their children because they do not care what is right or what's wrong, or they don't know what is right and what is wrong. In Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14, Paul said, "When for time you ought to be teachers, ye have need again that someone teach you the rudiments of the first principles of the oracles of God, and are have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. He that useth milk," he said, "is unskillful in the word of righteousness. But," he said, "these who are of age, they have discerned between good and evil by exercising their mind." You know, we need to do the same thing. Children do not come into this world immoral. Through friends and family and media, they become immoral, don't they? 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul continues to warn, "Be not deceived. Evil companionship will corrupt good morals." You know, there was a time when immoral and unethical practices were rejected by the general public in America. It was also a time when there was high respect for God and for sacred things. But these times have long since been eroded away, it seems, by those who want no restraints or those who say in the media, no censorship. In our present generation, we certainly need to take note, don't we? It's true that in many homes today, a generation has arisen that knows not Jehovah, just as happened in Judges 2 and verse 10. We are money mad and pleasure wild, and parents have been occupied in their own interests and have not heeded the needs and nor the commands to bring their children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. You know, no standard is definitely followed by these people. They seem to just fall in every place that there seems to be a place. And some make the excuse, well, you know, we now live in the new millennium, and therefore we cannot be guided by the standard of years now past. There are two things acknowledged by this statement. First of all, there has been a standard in years gone by. And second of all, these are ignoring and do not intend to live their life in harmony with that standard now. They are set on going their own way. Well, it is our decision. You know, all must decide individually a rule of life by which to live, and everyone has had to deal with the hows of life from the very beginning of time, and they must also deal with the consequences of their actions, which sometimes I don't think people realize. It is then certainly a word of morality that needs to be correctly defined. It needs to be defended. It needs to be imbibed into the heart and taught to our children every day. It is a fact of life that no one can ignore the right principles of a moral life and still be acceptable to society or the Lord's church or in the sight of God, the God of our creation. 2 Timothy 2:15 still says, "Now study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So we will suggest in our study this week that all must accept and submit and conform their actions to a certain plan of morality in order to live successfully on this earth and go to heaven at last. There are those in our world who deny that there is a moral rule by which to live. But destruction, my friends, is therein. Jesus commanded, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereat. But narrow is the gate, and straitened is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." These are going to find through life, without a chart, without a compass, aimlessly wandering along, drifting along, they will bump the rocks of destruction as they go. Now, morality is a word that is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, but its teachings are certainly occupying every page. It means, according to Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, a doctrine or system of moral conduct, particular moral principles or rules of conduct, conformity to ideals of right human conduct, page 748. It's interesting also to note further that moral comes from a Latin word which means manner or custom or habit. So what directs our manner, custom, or habit in life is our standard of morality. Immoral is another word that means not in conformity with accepted principles of right and wrong behavior. Contrary to the moral code of the community, wicked, especially not in conformity with the accepted standards of proper sexual behavior, unchaste, lewd, licentious, obscene. That's according to Webster's dictionary. Then another word used in our vocabulary is the word amoral. This means, of course, not concerned with moral standards, not to be judged by criteria of morality, neither moral nor immoral. That's Webster, page 49. Well, when we see these things, we understand that there's some serious thought here, isn't there? Satan, of course, wants to enter into the picture of our lives. But still, it's our decision. We can make that decision for good, or we can make that decision for evil. Colossians 3 would have us make that decision for good. He says we are to seek those things which are above. We are to set our affections on things that are above, not on things of the earth. And we're to remember that our life is hid with Christ in God. So all of these things are important for us to see, important for us to know, if we would have the great values of life.